Welcome to the Empowering Industry Podcast, a production from Empowering Pumps and Equipment as the voice of the pump and related equipment industry. Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Empowering Industry Podcast. I'm your host, Charlie Matthews, and I'm so excited. I am at the Water Tower here in Buford, Georgia. That is the location that Epic will be at, which if you haven't heard, this is the Empowering Pumps and Industry Conference, November 14th and 15th. We're so excited to be able to be an event here at the Water Tower. We love what they're doing. And so we are now here for demo day. So we are getting to walk the Water Tower again and get to meet people. We've seen exhibits, we've seen labs, we've seen, you know, outdoor exhibits. We're so excited to be here. And I get to interview some people in the podcast room. And so I'm excited to be here and just let you know about what these people are doing to really create change and impacting innovation in a great way. Really, when you walk into the Water Tower, that's the feeling you get when you go into these office spaces with all of the different openings where they've thought about everything, like letting sunshine in so people can, you know, be creative and have their best energy everywhere to like pumping in water and power so people can showcase their products in these amazing demonstrations. So I'll hush now and let's get to our speakers. If you haven't, go ahead and like and subscribe to the podcast. This is what helps you show up, helps us show up in your feed. So every Monday you will see us with the Empowering Industry Podcast. Apple, that's our, you know, our best device here that people use. So take a look at that and let's get to the speakers. Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Empowering Industry Podcast. I'm your host, Charlie Matthews, and I am at the Water Tower this week. It's awesome. I love being here. It's so innovative, and I have an amazing guest for you. And so without further delay, I'll let you, Austin, just introduce yourself and let's just start there.
Perfect. So thanks for having me. My name is Austin Collins. I am the CEO of Five Strands Affordable Testing. And today I am here at the Water Tower event talking a little bit about our on-site blue-green algae hepatoxin test. It is the only test in the U.S. where you are able to determine if there is blue-green algae present on-site within 15 minutes of taking the test.
That's awesome. And I want to go into that, definitely. But tell us how you got into this industry and at the CEO level now. So yeah, tell us your background.
Yeah, so actually, our company is mainly based on food and environmental intolerance testing. We have an at-home collection kit that we sell on Amazon and on our website, just trying to help people better their health, and pets better their health as well. Our president of the company, she has a lake house up in South Carolina. She had had a news breakout of a blue-green algae sighting near the lake that she had just built her retirement home on. So she's very concerned of her pet safety at that place. She did some research. We ended up partnering with this company in Finland, who's done years and years of research, has connections with the governments over there. But we actually got permission to do the distribution of this test inside the United States. So that's how we got brought into the water industry and have been learning. And we're pretty new here. This is actually our third year selling the product. And we're still trying to make connections and relationships through the industry.
Yeah, which is why we're at the Water Tower, right?
That is correct.
So you're exhibiting here and, you know, showcasing this and have information for everybody. You did a great job of telling us what it is, but let's dive into it. What is the process like for this testing?
Yeah, absolutely. So number one, you just have this little kit that for me, like when I take my dog hiking, I throw it in my backpack. Let's say I'm playing with my dog near a stream or body of water. So pretty much you open up the kit, there's a test strip inside that you basically collect water inside. There's a chemical reaction that takes place inside of that tube. And then you get a little pipette, put it on a strip, and then it'll tell you whether the water is safe or not. Very simple. And why this is so effective is the alternative method is sending off the water sample to a lab that takes usually 6 to 7 days to get testing results on whether there is blue-green algae present or not. And by that time, the water that you tested has moved and it's not really relevant information whenever you're trying to, you know, figure out if the water is safe or not. So We just are doing it on site and helping people receive information a lot quicker than what they usually did.
I love that. I love that. And I love efficiency and I love taking care of the water. So it sounds like a winner to me. If people want to get in touch with you, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah. So fivestrands.com, you can basically contact any of us. We have all of our emails associated there. Our phone number is on the website as well. But that's just the easiest way to get in contact with us. Head to the website and we have plenty of details there.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being here at the Water Tower for one and for just jumping into the podcast.
Love it. Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Empowering Industry Podcast. I'm your host, Charlie Matthews, and I am at the Water Tower for demo days here in Buford, Georgia. I love it. I love being so close to the water treatment plant and seeing all these amazing people. So without further delay, let's introduce our guests. Kind of tell everybody who you are and what you do.
My name is Jeff Say, and I'm with Siemens Motion Control Group, and I handle the water wastewater market for the United States.
Now, how did you get into this water industry as a whole?
Well, I mean, I started out a long time ago. My first job out of college was with Rockwell. Mm-hmm. So I got into doing some stuff with them, and I ended up, some of it was water, wastewater related. So I got kind of interested in the water market. And I went from there to a couple of other companies and then finally here with Siemens. But I've been selling into the water market for probably 30 years.
So did you kind of fall in love with the industry part? Is it the equipment part? Is it the people? Like what kind of brought you here?
I think it's a lot of it. I think it's all of it, really, because I like working with people. I like the challenges with water, especially with the new stuff about the forever chemicals that are in everybody's water supply that everybody doesn't think about, but it could be harmful.
That's right. So much technology and innovation that happens here, which is why we're at the Water Tower. They are definitely a facility built on innovation. Mm-hmm. What are you showcasing here?
I've got the G120X drive, which handles pump fans and compressors applications. So, but it's got built-in macros specifically for the water market.
Okay. And when you are, so they can come and see that obviously while we're here, but are you going to any other events later this year that people can stop by?
Yep. Well, I'll be at Automate, which is going to be in Detroit, I think, this year. And we're actually rolling out a brand new product at Automate for the U.S. market called the G220.
Okay.
And it's going to be a really, really cool product because it's got a lot. Not only does it have the drive features and all the stuff for water in it, but it's also got cybersecurity features built in. It's got a Wi-Fi built into it, so you can actually do remote control of the drive if you want to. But it's got a lot of really neat features to it, and I think it's going to be really good for the market. We've been needing this product for a while. We finally got it coming out, and it'll be a ultra-low harmonic product for the water market, which is almost everybody has to meet IEEE 519 in the water market.
Excellent. And so if people are trying to get in touch with you, wanting this information, what's the best way for them to get in touch with
they
you?
They can either email me at jeffrey.say@yahoo.siemens.com, or they can call me at, my phone number is 470-554-8436.
Okay, excellent. And we'll put your email in the show notes and all, but as far as being here at the Water Tower, we're excited to be here. Thank you for your time stepping away from the booth to kind of give us a quick little clip here for everyone. We'd love to have you back in on any time. So thank you for sharing.
I'd love to be back.
So until next time, everybody, be empowering. Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Empowering Industry Podcast. I am at the Water Tower, and I am so excited to bring you these amazing speakers. They are exhibitors here. They're doing demos. It's a great day. So let's start with who you are and what you do.
My name is Matt Christian. I'm the field services engineer for the Southeast with iHydrant. I handle, my territory kind of consists of the Carolinas all the way through Tennessee, Georgia, Alabama, including Mississippi and Florida. Yeah, so that's me.
And I'm Karen Sue. I'm the national director for iHydrant. I live in Roswell, Georgia. And I've been in water for probably 30 plus years now.
Okay, how does one get into water? I'm curious.
Long story.
Sure, yeah, well, I can give you mine. Mine is actually family related. My uncle used to work for another McWane company, Tyler Union, which I worked at previously before working with iHydrant. But they needed someone as a sales trainee position. You know, there's a lot of succession issues in the water industry, especially, you know, where it's hard to get new people in. So he kind of pulled me in and said, just graduated from college. What do you know about water? I go, nothing. So I said, I'd love to try, and took a tour of the foundry and loved it. So that was it ever since. But that's mine.
Love it.
And my story was, again, I just graduated from university, and my neighbor was actually the HR manager for a metering company. And that's how I started off.
Yeah. And so many people kind of either it is family members kind of bring you in, or they fall into it, or but once they're here, like, you're here, you're not going anywhere. Yep. So I love this. I love being at the Water Tower with all of the innovative products that we see. Tell us a little bit about what y'all are highlighting.
Sure. So we have a remote pressure and temperature monitoring system that can go into a hydrant. I'm sure you can tell there's a big clue there. But it's really exciting data. So as I mentioned, you know, I didn't know much about systems before. I sold fittings, underground waterworks fittings. So there was all the complexities of a water system were really foreign to me. I wasn't sure how that kind of came into play. But as I got closer to this product and then eventually started working with iHydrant, I got a lot better, a lot faster. And because I had a new tool, which was the iHydrant. So I could see all these inefficiencies in systems and what main breaks look like and what water theft looks like, with a visual representation, not just somebody explaining this to me over time. So it was a big help to catch me up. And now it's nice to give that tool to cities and different.
Yeah, absolutely. So. That digital aspect, which we love around here. It's a digital media company. I know I just introduced myself to you guys, but go ahead. What about you? What is your everyday like?
So a lot of travel and meeting with customers, you know, trying to understand their challenges. And, you know, with the iHydrant solution, the biggest thing and the takeaway that I'm hearing, that I'm seeing across the board, is just uncovering things that utilities didn't know what was happening on within their distribution system, and how the pressure and temperature data is helping them uncover some of these anomalies and help them resolve it, be able to eliminate the causes of those water hammers and various events. And they just, a lot of this stuff was previously unknown to them. And so that's the biggest takeaway I think a lot of our customers are getting. And they're really appreciative of the data that we're showing them to help them, you know, solve those challenges for them.
Yeah. And I've been in the industry about 20 years, and water hammer has always been something that people are so interested in. You know, on the back end of media, you can see who clicks on what and all of that. Sure. And it's always a popular topic. So I know you're definitely helping in that space. Anything else that you want to leave our listeners with?
Yeah, it's not just about the water loss aspect. I mean, yeah, we catch these main breaks and you have a little bit more, you know, notice of them. You can get there quicker and react quicker, save on water loss. But it's really the optimization, mm-hmm. like preserving the infrastructure, eliminating these events, and finding there's changes in processes that you can do. There's capital improvements that need to be made, and those type of things they're really exciting that we're finding out with our customers.
Yeah, and just to kind of echo that point also that Karen made, you know, I like to kind of have the tool and use the iHydrant really device as a way to kind of monitor the full health of a system. And the kind of the metaphor that I like to make is it's a lot like the human body. So if you have, you know, like an Apple Watch, we all have these now that monitors our heart rate, our blood pressure. If we have those devices to monitor the health of our water system, well, that can help those big internal organs too, like our pump stations, just our pipes, similar to our veins. So really having that window in is really helpful to kind of add longevity to the health of all infrastructure. So
awesome. And I always like to ask this question. What is some advice you would give somebody coming into the industry?
I think try, you know, be present, you know, don't be scared to not know the answer. There are so many people that want to help you, that want, you know, others to be in this space with us. Yeah, that's the best advice I can give is just try, show up. It's very exciting.
There's so much opportunity in water. I mean, it's limitless, and the technology is changing so quickly. That's the really exciting part, that, you know, ways that you can change the future, and water is such a precious resource. It's really important.
And if people want to get in touch with you, what's the best way to do that?
Probably LinkedIn is really easy. Yep. We're all on there. Myself, again, my name is Matt. Yeah, we're all on there all the time. So we all get the messages, or we're on Facebook. All of our hydrant companies that we work with, M&H, Clow, and Kennedy, all have their separate social media. So it's very easy to get in touch with all of us.
Yeah, awesome. We also have a website, ihydrant.com. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. And that's easy. We'll definitely put that in the show notes so people can connect with you. Thanks for being here and jumping on the podcast with me. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Until next time, be empowering. Hey, everybody. Here at the Water Tower, I'm Charlie Matthews. I'm the host of the Empowering Industry Podcast, and I have an amazing guest with me today. Just really kind of walking around, seeing what's going on at the Water Tower. Demo Days is here. We're in Buford, Georgia, and it's an amazing day. It's a beautiful day outside.
Gorgeous outside.
Yeah. So we'll just start with you, and let's tell everybody who you are.
So my name is Mike McLeod. I'm one of the owners of Harry Warren of Georgia, and we're a manufacturer rep here for the state of Georgia. So we get into plenty of segments with plumbing and underground. So we do residential, commercial, waterworks, irrigation, fire. So pretty diversified in where we go to market, but we're very lucky to have some of the premier manufacturers in the industry.
Yeah. And how did you get into this role?
So about 23 years ago, when I was coming out of school in Florida, we had a close family friend. The manufacturer rep business is one you really don't know exists until you meet someone that's in it. And really looking to get into what a career path was going to be. So started working for him to get some office experience. It was Harry Warren, Florida, and really learning the business, learned inside sales, learned, you know, kind of what we did. And what's fun about the manufacturer rep business is we have so many touch points. We're talking to contractors, engineers, distributors, builders. We really touch on a lot of municipalities. So kind of learning what all the different magnitude was. And from there, was able to move up to Georgia in 2003 when we opened up the Georgia operation and started managing that operation. We grew rapidly. And then in 2013, got to purchase the business along with my partner and have been owning it ever since.
Yeah, well, I love that. And I'm so glad that you're here. The Water Tower, I know, is super happy that you're here, too, because you have a great resource here on campus. And I think that's really what drew me to want to talk to you is because it's amazing what you can do this. So is this a strategy of being part of this, the Water Tower and the education side?
100%. So really what we look at today for the manufacturer rep prior to, you know, maybe a few decades ago, I was really focused on calling on your wholesale distributors and just kind of working that process from, you know, harvesting the order. But it's a lot different today. What our jobs are today are demand creation. So all those different segments we talked about where we not just the distributor, we're talking to everybody else that has a touch point on the product. And through that, education, support, resources all go into the demand creation process. Mm-hmm. So when we talk about the variety of our sales staff, the variety of the support that we put together, all those things go into effect of what we're trying to do to make sure the Watts brand, the Odie brand, any of the brands we represent really get that notoriety downstream that they need.
Yeah. And I think it's such a great resource. So I was talking to you a little earlier because we're going to be at the Water Tower in November for the Empowering Pumps and Industry Conference. And it's wonderful to be able to teach people that this is out there. This training facility is here so that you can, you know, show people that may not be an employee yet, show your current employees in the industry as a whole.
It's everybody we get to see. And when we got the opportunity to work with the Water Tower, one of our employees, Skylar Lipson, had been intimately involved in a lot of the upfront creation. When we got the opportunity to come here and see the facility, see really what this was bringing to the table here in Gwinnett County, what we can do, we've already had training classes up here. Mm-hmm. We have a great hands-on wet lab where it's the foundations are the education today. You've got a lot of need for youth in the business. You've got a lot of that early on brand loyalty that really sets the stage for what they're going to do for the rest of their career. So when we can be in front of them, teach them the right way to touch and install product mm-hmm. and what brands that, you know, they really get familiar with, it creates a huge opportunity for all of us to create that stage.
Absolutely. And just the branding itself of some of these manufacturers that you mentioned, they're getting such a value of being able to touch them at a young age and kind of follow that path and introduce them to them. So I think it's amazing. I'm having a lot of fun already here at Demo Days. I'm so privileged to get to work with Melissa on this. And the podcast room is awesome. So we love doing the podcast here. If people want to get in touch with you specifically, what's the best way to do that?
They can go to our website at harrywarrenofgeorgia.com. We're available for anything that we need to from support structure and opportunity to educate on our product lines. The other thing we've embedded in that website is a lot of the educational resources. Mm-hmm. So in the last couple of years, the manufacturers have put a lot of emphasis on their training videos, their opportunities to educate. So there's a lot of good opportunities and resources out there.
Well, awesome. Well, thank you for your time. Yeah. It's a pleasure to get to know you and that you've been in the industry making, you know, changes and, mm-hmm. and making waves, I guess, throughout your career. But wonderful that you are working with the Water Tower and such a resource for them.
Very lucky to be here, and we appreciate everything they're bringing to the table.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Until next time, everybody, be empowering. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Empowering Industry Podcast. I'm your host, Charlie Matthews, and I have some amazing guests here. We're at the Water Tower in Buford, Georgia, and you know, it's fun to go and walk around the exhibits and then pull people in for a podcast. So that's what we're doing today. And guys, I'll let you just introduce yourselves.
Great. Well, my name is Nick Lang, and I'm a business development manager for water and wastewater for Yokogawa.
And I'm Paul Warburton, and I'm a field application sales specialist for the Southeast region.
Awesome. So we're here at the Water Tower. Y'all are exhibiting. You have some really great swag about Be the Change You Want to See, which I loved. What is it that brought you into the industry?
Well, I've been in the industry for over 30 years, and it was just kind of fell into it, took a job as an inside sales engineer, and it's just evolved and been working with Yokogawa for 28 years now and grew my way up through the industry, through the business, and worked with the, you know, all the different flow meter products, the pressure and temperature transmitters, and just great going out in the field and applying those technologies that we have to solve customer problems and meet their needs.
I love that. And I will dive into the flow meters in a little bit. But what about you? How'd you get here?
Well, I'm a civil engineer by education, and was looking for a change about 5 years ago. And I was talking to a lot of people about the different industries that were out there. And one of them that I was looking at getting into was water. So about 5 years ago, I made a transition into water. I'm glad that I did. It's a very recession-proof industry, and it's everywhere. And it's something that we use each day. So it's a great, great business to be in, and it's going to be here for a long time.
Absolutely. And we've got to take care of it. So part of that and figuring out where our water goes and how to take care of it, what's happening to it, y'all have some tools to do that, right?
We do.
Tell me a little bit about it.
So on the flow meter side, we in the water industry, we would look at our magnetic flow meter. And we manufacture those in Noonan, Georgia, the fractional 0.1 inch up to 8 inch in line size. So it's about an hour south of here. The larger sizes come from our different manufacturers, manufacturing facilities throughout the world. So you know, how they work, they're measuring your water, the large water lines up to 40 inch, small fractional meters for chemical injection, for cleaning up the water. Mm-hmm. So basically we have a meter for whatever application you may need.
And that's on display here, which everybody's getting to see. You have something with you. What is this on the table here?
Yeah, so this is one of our newer technologies. This is called the Sushi Sensor. So this is a wireless sensor that can be placed on any type of reciprocating motor, blower, or pump that gives you a machine health score. So essentially, it's a check engine light, so to speak, that it can detect anomalies or changes in vibration to allow you to preemptively determine if there's going to be an upcoming failure. So this can go transmit about 5 kilometers. It's relatively cheap. It runs off of an internal battery that lasts about 10 years. And it's a new technology that we've had around for less than a couple of years.
What about this? Are these other gadgets?
So these are our pressure sensor. We utilize a digital sensor. Mm-hmm. And without getting into too much detail, what this allows a customer to do, there's many different applications. And in the pressure world, when you install a transmitter, the old-fashioned way is that you have to calibrate it and you apply pressure to it and you do your thing. With our digital sensor, our DP Harp sensor, it's truly a digital sensor. So each capsule range has up to 40,000 points of resolution. So we calibrate it at full span. And when you get it, you install it and you just change your 20 milliamp, your output. You don't have to worry about recalibrating the unit. So awesome. It helps the maintenance side of it. And reduces downtime.
Okay, excellent. So again, we're at the Water Tower, and I'm curious because I love the Water Tower, just the whole design of it. It gives you energy walking in. But what are y'all doing? How did y'all get involved with the water tower?
Well, that's a great question. So Yokogawa is mostly been known for being in the oil and gas industry. But it's not until recently that Yokogawa's wanted to divert into the water industry. Mm-hmm. So we actually had a discussion with Corolo Engineers, mm-hmm. and Corolo Engineers told us about this opportunity here at the Water Tower today. We felt it was a good fit for what we want to do, and it was with the right audience. So we were here today to present and showcase all of our products, not only to all the engineers and architects here, but also to some of the Gwinnett County staff members as well.
That's awesome. I got to interview some of them last demo day while I was here. And I've just already talked to Corolo's Chris out there. So shout out to him. And thank you. I'm so glad that y'all are here. So thank you for your time today. And I'll just kind of give you the last word. Is there anything else that you want to leave our audience with?
Come by the booth and see our equipment.
Yeah, we've got a lot of great products. People don't know who we are because we haven't been involved in the water business. But we've got a lot of fantastic products, both on the liquid analytical side, pressure, flow, wireless sensing, you name it. So yeah, please give us a call. Come check us out. We'd love to hear from you.
What's next? Where do y'all go next? Do y'all have a trade show or event or anything coming up?
Yeah, we'll be at the Georgia Association of Water Professionals in July. And then probably for our big show where we're going to do an unveiling of a couple new products is going to be at WEF Tech in Chicago later this year. So we'll be there as well.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much for being here. And until next time, everybody, be empowering. Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Empowering Industry Podcast. I'm your host, Charlie Matthews, and I'm so excited to be at the Water Tower this week. I'm getting to see all the demos, all the exhibitors, and, you know, I'm just really excited to bring you some guests here. And so amazing speakers. And I will just say, let's start with you. Let's introduce yourself and let everybody know who you are.
Hi, I'm Quinn Jackson Elliott with Olea Edge Analytics. And we're here at the Water Tower today for demo day, and we are a partner of theirs. And so we've just concluded a live demo.
Yes. And it was a wonderful setup. I'm like, I would need that back here for Epic. We're doing the Empowering Pumps and Industry Conference in November. And I'm like, that is a beautiful setup. And so tell us a little bit about what's going on out there.
So Olea Edge Analytics is a technology firm with a new technology for the water industry, focusing primarily on large commercial and industrial water meters. And so we have an array of sensors that we can deploy on a different type of meter configuration. And so that is what you see out there at the Water Tower. We have 6 different configurations out there so people can see our technology in action.
I love it. And that is what we're here to do, is see technology in action. This is such an innovative space. I love the Water Tower for that. Just walking in, you feel the energy, right? But how did you get into this space?
So I started in the water industry back in 2004, actually with the City of Atlanta, Department of Watershed Management. I was there up until 2018, serving in different capacities and roles, from budgeting to auditing to metering and billing and customer care and customer service. So that was my initial entryway into the water industry. And then I transitioned into consulting. And then now I'm with Olea. And so now I'm on the technology side. So I'm able to bring all of that together and hopefully help our customers to the best of my ability.
Yeah, absolutely. And all of that background is definitely an asset to the team that you're working with. And I just am so excited to have the new technologies on display here. What brought you to the Water Tower?
So we were working with Gwinnett County, and so we met Melissa there and heard about the initial planning phases for the Water Tower and the vision for it. And it just aligned so perfectly because it was all about innovation, which is what a tech startup is about, innovation. And so actually our setup here at the Water Tower is our R&D or research and development facility as well. So we're able to try out new things here, and just in the vein of innovation, and it was just pretty seamless to become a partner. It just made so much sense for that to happen, and then to be in sort of the hub of the South and have so many great utilities and thought leaders around this area. It was a perfect fit.
Yeah, absolutely. And I echo that. They're easy to work with. They get things done. It's beautiful. facility. And then, so your products are out there on display on a regular basis, or is it like a setup kind of to and from?
No, it's out there. It stays out there. When we want to develop new technology, we come and deploy it out there, see what's working, what's not, what we need to tweak. We have, you know, basically an above ground setup, which would normally reside in a vault underground. It's basically an above ground setup for us to test and also train and display our technology and answer questions about it. But we're always innovating at Olea, so we definitely see the value in having this constant and consistent space to do research and development.
Yeah, it's such a wonderful, wonderful opportunity for people to learn and grow. So thank you so much for your time. If people want to get in touch with you, what's the best way for them to do that?
Please email me at quinjackson@oleaedgeanalytics.com. Visit our website at oleaedge.com as well. And
I'll put it in the show notes. So yeah, I'll put it in there so people can just connect with you. And thank you for everybody. I know y'all are loving this as much as I am as far as the water tower. I guess we would call it like a series now. We've got a couple of people going on, but this is really amazing what y'all are doing. So thank you for being here today.
Thank you so much, Charlie, for having me.
Yeah. And until next time, everybody, be empowering.